if they'd hit a home run. I don't care if she can carry a tune in the bucket, but she's singing the Holy Ghost. That's all that matters. I thank Him. It's good to be saved this morning. The fact that the Lord will help me, I'm going to preach out of Judges chapter 2 on a power of a generation. Power of a generation. I thank God for my heritage. Amen. My hero section right over here. But what they did is what I'm going to try to preach on is my earthly parents and grandparents pointed me to my heavenly Father. And I can brag about my heritage because they bragged on Him. And they pointed me to Him. Judges chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. This is what the Lord's laid on my heart. I hear these men preach. And they say a simple thought. Well, I guess this is very, 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 very simple thought. This is what God's put on my heart this morning. Judges chapter 2, verse 7, and the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that He did for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres in the mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill of Gash. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which He had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt and followed other gods of the gods of the people that round about them and bowed themselves unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. Father, we thank You for this day. I thank You for the reading of Your word. I pray, God, that You touch Your servant. God, You fill us with Your power, Your unction. I thank You for who You are and how that You help us. I pray, God, that You'd touch, You'd help every heart, help every church represented here this morning. God, we'll thank You and praise You for who You are and what You'll do in Jesus' name. Amen. The power of a generation. The saying of one family or one church is just one generation away of decline or death needs no greater example than the nation of Israel. What one generation will allow, the other generation will accept. You can talk to some of these men of God, and I don't like to do statistics, but 75%, I'll never forget it, in 2014, claimed that they were Christians in America today. But I want to tell you, if 75% were Christian, the factory would not have opened because nobody would have been there to work on Sunday. And if 75% of Christians would have told them that ball couldn't have got played on Wednesday night or on Sunday morning, there would have been nobody there if 75% were Christians. And you don't have to turn the news on to know that there's a generation that does not know the Lord. What one generation allows, one generation will accept. These youngins here. I I've got youngins that needs to see the power and presence of a holy God. In fact, that's my obligation as a pastor and a parent. But you see, Joshua had taken them to the Canaan land. They were enjoying rest. They were enjoying the riches from God. But instead of enjoying spiritual fervor, they fell into apathy. And instead of obeying the Lord, they moved into apostasy. Instead of enjoying law and order, they fell into anarchy. I don't have to tell you we've been lax. And he can tell you it's lax from generation to generation to generation. Judges' main theme throughout in 17:6 and 21:25, in those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. There is power in a generation. I don't have to tell you we're raising youngins that think they can come to God on their own terms. They think they can come to God on their own time. And they think they can come to God with their talents. You'll never do anything for God until you go God's way. And we need to raise up a generation and let them know that God's way is right. I wouldn't trust my heart or my head. I'd just trust Him. Amen. First point I want to make is a generational legacy can break down. We see that in verse 10. Also, all that generation were gathered unto the fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. No one would question Joshua's faith. Man, these folks had seen the Jordan dry up. They seen Jericho's walls fall down. They seen the sun stand still. That was a generation that seen the power of God, that knew the presence of God. And we're in a generation that knows it and senses it. But there's another generation that needs to see it. A generational legacy can break down. One or two things happened. They failed to give attention to the younger generation, or the younger generation simply refused to submit to the Lord. Now I've heard, and I know that you've heard this saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I know salvation comes from the Lord. I have nothing to do with it. That's God's work. But nothing tells me that I don't have to tell them how good the water is. God is good. You just keep pointing that generation to God. You keep pointing them to Jesus. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the lily of the valley. He is the rose of Sharon. He's the great I am. He's I am whatever you need this morning. He's got grace that's sufficient. He's got peace that passes all understanding. He's got love unconditional. Your youngins need to hear it, and preacher, you got an obligation to tell it. Say, it's easy to do that here at the camp meeting. I know, but when you get back home, you keep pointing them to Jesus. These shavings have impacted my life. You keep shouting the glory of God. You keep testifying and praying to God. It'll impact a generation. There is a power. Generational legacy can break down. Paul gave attention to Timothy. I appreciate the opportunity to preach. I thank God for the opportunity he gave me. I appreciate the attention they give young preachers. And I appreciate how God has blanketed this place. And a generation needs to see it. fact, it tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. In fact, over on Psalm 107, four times in the text, all that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. While I'm there in 32, let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. You tell them at church, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. That's what they need to hear. America's in the shape they're in today, and we have the audacity to blame it on a politician. It's not coming to the politician. It's coming back to the pulpit. We have the solution that can fix America. Sin has cursed and wrecked this country, but Jesus is the solution. Just keep pointing them to Him. It'll work. I appreciate my dad, April the 2nd of 1967, as a 9-year-old boy at Millersville Baptist Church. God saved him. How do you know that, preacher? He poured it in my heart all my life. He's my dad and my pastor. I know what God did for him, and you can tell others what God did for you. And you do a good job around here, and I want to thank you. 54 years. He said, look at all these youngins. 54 years of preaching, praising, and praying. In fact, the Bible says, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. It'll work. Psalm 145, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness unsearchable. One generation shall praise Thy works to another and shall declare Thy mighty acts. I'll never forget, about 3 or 4 months ago, church was singing. I've got it in both my bloodlines. I got a little undignified there at the church. Shouted a couple times. Never forget this young man's face, 16, 17-year-old boy's eyes got about that big. I said, well, he won't be back, first time he's ever there. He's a member now. You keep lifting the name of Jesus up. It'll work. It'll work, and that's what this generation needs. But not only does a generation can break down, a generational legacy begins at home. Deuteronomy 6:6-7, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. I'm not real smart, but it's telling us, pour it in your children's heart and life about what God's done for you. You just keep telling them when they go to sleep. Tell them when they wake up. You keep telling them diligently what God's done for you. Generational legacy begins at home. I've got a little 3-year-old. Every time I put a tie on, he associates that with preaching. Amen. But I can go visit and I can come back. I can go to a meeting and he'll come back. And every time, whether I strike out or not, I'll walk back to shake hands with my people and he'll say, that's good preaching, Daddy. And I can walk in with my tie on and he'll say, that's good preaching, Daddy. But whether you mount a pulpit every Sunday, whether you wear a tie to church on Sunday, you're preaching at your home, whether you like it or not. And you need to tell them about Jesus. And the reason America's in the shape it is the fathers have let down their home. You are the priest of your home. Amen. You're the spiritual leader of your home. A generational legacy begins at the house. You know, you've heard this, preachers. I've said it myself. I just want for my kids better than I had it. I had it pretty good. I don't have any complaints. But I like to ask them, what's better than the bread of life? What's better than everlasting life? What's better than water that you'll never thirst again? There ain't anything better than that. A generational legacy can break down, but it does begin at home. Because so much of your faith is an example that's got to be a family matter. In Genesis 26, Isaac did not dig new wells. He just dug old wells from his daddy. Why? Because there was water in there. I'm just digging what daddy dug all these years. I'm just digging what grandpa dug all these years. What kind of well are you digging this morning for your home and your church? What kind of digging well are you digging this morning? A generational legacy begins at home, but thank God, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to be negative. We've lost a generation. But look down at verse 16. Generational legacy can break down. A generational legacy begins at home. Hallelujah to his name. A generational legacy can be brought back. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled. Call it the seesaw or the roller coaster experience. The nation of Israel was up, down, up, down, up, down. They got into trouble a lot of times. But every time they got sincere, every time they got on their face and wept and repented wholeheartedly, God was there to restore them. You say there's hope for America, you better believe it. Till Jesus comes back, there's hope for America. If we'll get on our face and we'll truly repent and restore ourselves back to Him. You know, there's some churches don't even do an altar call anymore because ain't nobody went in 40 years. God help us. A generational legacy can be brought back. No matter how bad things look for you, no matter how bad things look for our country, God can deliver us. You keep pointing them to God. Far too many times we forfeit blessing, trouble, due to our disobedience. You see, every time the nation of Israel fell into idolatry, every time they fell into intermarriage and idolatry is they got just a little bit lax on God. I've heard Steve say at Poplar Springs Baptist Church, a man impacted his life by shouting. I believe it's Brother Gene back there. I'm glad my kids get to hear that. It'll impact their life. I don't remember his name, but I remember an old man had a raspy voice, would walk up and down these aisles. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. That's what he'd do. I wasn't paying attention to the service, but that got my attention. And it can be brought back today if you'll just be obedient. Don't get lax just because we're at Taylorsville Baptist, can't be. Go back to your people and preach. Go back to your church and testify. In fact, we was here last Thursday night, and guess what started? Back Steve said it, got sidelined by the Holy Ghost. But a little youngin started testifying about the goodness of God. There's no telling what obedience will do. I'm not telling you to work up emotion, but if God tells you to raise your hand, raise your head. It'll help somebody. A generational legacy can be brought back. The purpose of this book of Judges is to see God's judgment against sin. That's a certain thing. Never has and never will condone sin. But to fully understand His mercy, you got to remember His wrath. Every time God would punish the nation of Israel, they'd cry, "Have mercy on me," because His mercy does endureth forever. Amen. He'd restore them. How about you this morning? Maybe you need to be brought back. Maybe you need to get out of your apathy. Maybe you need to dig some wells for God for your family. I don't know what you need, but I appreciate this place. So, pastor, preacher, parent, you keep pointing on to Jesus. It'll have an impact and effect on their life. I'm through. I'm going to give you plenty of time.